genetics. What can it mean? The ability to perfect the physical and mental characteristics of every unborn child.
Avengers Infinity War makes 1 billion in a record 11 days. And by the time you're watching this, many more days have passed. Films like these promote the occult in a fun, exciting, entertaining type of a way. However, make no mistake about it. This is pure demonic content. What people fail to realize is that in films like The Avengers and others, that what they are promoting to you are modern day abominations. If you look at world culture, you see fallen angels interjecting themselves in every single world culture. Every world culture has some sort of a representation for a fallen angel, for serpent gods. Greek mythology is full of them. And each and every single one of these deities have special type of powers. In the Aztecs, in the Mayans, in the Egyptians, South America, Africa, it's everywhere. Slowly but surely, people are being desensitized to abominations. Matthew 24:37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And many wicked things happened in the days of Noah. There was a lot of rebellion, a lot of sin. People were carrying on as if nothing was happening. But there was also a fallen angelic visitation. And there's no new thing under the sun. CRISPR-Cas9 improved by 10,000-fold with synthetic nucleotides. Why CRISPR-edited food may be in supermarkets sooner than you think. The handwriting is on the wall, folks. The handwriting is on the wall. CRISPR-Cas technologies and applications in food bacteria. They've even found ways to interject themselves into bacteria. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So Satan himself, he is going to interject himself, and he is going to present things to humanity in a way that it's going to appear innocent, necessary, helpful, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Just as the Avengers was able to pull in billions of dollars, imagine the amount of people that, as the transhumanist agenda unfolds before our very eyes, as people are given the ability to merge with the machine, as people are given the ability to take a pill, they have nano pills nowadays that you can take, and it monitors your health already. Imagine what's coming. People that are rebellious will take that in a heartbeat because they love this type of content. Content that promotes a human created by God merging with an alien being, as the days of Noah. And in these films, you consistently see a human in love with some sort of an alien. Okay? They don't want to call it an alien, they want to call it a superhero, but their DNA is not our DNA. It's a modified DNA. And these films are essentially infomercials for fallen angels and their wicked technologies. Will designer babies be the kids of the future? Most infants will be designer babies in 20 years. Mothers will choose embryos based on sex, intelligence, disease risk, and even musical ability, claims for professor. They're creating a different type of a being. They're playing with God. And they're playing with fire, man. Because God's judgment is going to be serious upon these things. Take a look at what PGS is already doing.
30 years old, Rebecca Panetti and her husband Tony decided to start fertility treatment after having more than one ectopic pregnancy. That's when a fertilized egg attaches itself outside of the uterus.
We decided before we started IVF that we wanted to do IVF with PGS testing.
PGS, or pre-implantation genetic screening, is a new test that helps doctors screen embryos for an abnormal number of chromosomes in a cell.
Non-PGS tested, our chances were pretty much 50-50, and we didn't like those odds.
You know, one of the major causes for miscarriage are genetically abnormal embryos. And so if you put back an embryo into the uterus that has all the chromosomes it's supposed to have, then there's a much higher chance of live birth and a much lower rate of miscarriage.
In addition to the doctors, you're also working with a genetic counselor through the process.
We're there to support and, encourage couples to do what's best for them.
The Panettis said PGS was an easy choice for them.
Because we had already been through a lot and didn't want to have any more setbacks.
But PGS testing revealed that 2 out of 6 of their embryos tested normal. And after just their first embryo transfer,
got pregnant on her first IVF.
There's nothing new under the sun. What I'm speaking to you on here is nothing new. We've been harping on this throughout the years, not just me, many others. However, as I'm making a short documentary on singularity, I wanted to touch on this really briefly before I headed into that. Folks, there was a time and a day where you would actually write a letter and mail the letter. Now you can just text. There was a time and a day where to make a call, you had to go to a payphone. Now even the government gives you a phone nowadays if you can't afford one. There was a time and a day where you actually paid cash, and a moment is coming via possibly blockchain technology and other methods that soon it'll all be digitized. What am I trying to say? It's been a slow progression toward establishing a system that can track, that can see, that can hear everything you do. But other than that, it is a system in direct rebellion and opposition to God. And via films like The Avengers and others, what they are doing is slowly prepping you to accept the abomination in your face. And there's nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. May the Lord rebuke Satan, his plans, for he is defeated. Continue to walk in the ways of Jesus Christ and be aware of Satan's devices, because his devices are very wicked, and it's a slow progression towards getting you to accept the demonic. No compromises. God bless you. Thank you for the support, and thank you for watching these videos. Very shortly, I'll release the video on singularity. I'm working on that one right now. God bless you, and thank you for everything.